David, I'm just hitting record now, so you can go ahead and get started.
Oh, all right. Let me get this thing out of the way here. Okay.
Mary Jane right. Karoff is joined too. So.
Oh, perfect.
I am calling this Four Point Channel Landmark District Commission hearing to order at 6 p.m. on December 10, 2020. Present are Commissioners Gorganian, Smilage, and myself, Beriducci. You can participate in this hearing by going to our Zoom meeting link found on the public notice page or by calling 929-205-6099 and entering meeting ID 852-6220-0538#. You can also submit written comments via email to fortpointldc@boston.gov. Today, the commission will be holding a public hearing to review design review applications in accordance with the Commonwealth of Massachusetts executive order suspending certain provisions of the open meeting law. We are conducting this meeting online to ensure public access to the deliberations of the Fort Point Channel Landmark District Commission. The public may access this call through telephone and video conferencing. Members of the public will have an opportunity to ask questions and provide public comment on the applications and discussions. To do so, please raise your hand in the application via the Zoom meeting platform. If you're calling in and cannot use the platform, you can send your questions to staff via email at fortpointldc@boston.gov. And I'll repeat these instructions when we open public comment. So, first application, actually the only application tonight is application number 21.0235, 300 A Street. This is continued from the October 8 hearing that we had, and it's regarding the at the ground level windows along A Street and Necco Court installing vinyl window graphics. So the applicant can introduce yourself and...
Hi, everyone. This is Liz Farrell from Related Beale. Thank you all for gathering tonight to review our proposed work at 300A. We've revised our proposal since last meeting in October based on the recommendations by the commission and also from feedback by the BPDA. So next slide. So just as a reminder, the proposed work is going to take place along A Street and these six windows. Next slide. And then along these windows on Necco Court. And then next slide. And then in the blade side location right here. Next slide. So again, these are some precedents that are showing the similar scale and size of the blade sign that we're going to be placing and next to the A Street entrance. That all exist along Congress Street. Yep, go ahead.
Liz, just a note, mm-hmm. The blade sign was already approved, so you actually don't have to talk about that.
Okay, thank you. All right, next slide.
But regarding the blade sign, did I not see that you changed its location? You raised it up to align it up.
It was raised because in discussions with the BPDA, it needed a 10-foot clear. Oh. And what we had was 8-foot. And so they suggested aligning it with some architectural features. Yeah, so we aligned it with the stone capital right there and then the entry. So that it's at 10'6" right now. So we're good. And then again, we can go to the next slide. These are just, again, precedents that are showing the hanging sign with the windows. And then if you want to go to the next, again, similar on Melcher Street, that will show there. So you can go to the next slide. So in discussions, we've come up with two options based on your recommendations and the BPDA's. And this revised option one is our preferred option and the BPDA's. Next slide. So we removed the top half of the window graphics on bays 1-6, and then also on bays 7-9, and then completely removed the window graphics on 10-12 on Necco Court. Next slide. So this enables just a good pedestrian experience, enabling them to see into the space down below. And again, as a reminder, the window graphics are gonna be completely applied from the interior of the space. Next slide. And then here's a mock-up with the pedestrian along A Street and then along Nickel Court. Now you can't really see the three windows on the end, but again, they will not have any window graphics on those three on the end. Next slide. An up-close mock-up view. Next slide. And then our second option, we're in direct response to your recommendations from the commission. Next slide. We put the window graphics on the two panels on the middle panes of the windows, removing the top window graphics and the bottom window graphics on bays 1 through 6 on A Street, and then on Necco Court bays 7 through 9. And again, removed all window graphics through 10 through 12. Next slide. And then again, right here, you'd be able to see through the top and then through the bottom. And again, applied from the interior. Next slide. And a mock-up here. Next slide. An up-close mock-up of the corner of A Street and Necco Court. So we can pause here if you want to discuss that. Our next slides are about the blade sign and we've illuminated the lighting and not backlit anymore, or if we want to continue.
Well, yeah, why don't you finish the whole thing and then we'll
okay. All right, next slide. So then here is our blade sign recommendations. Next slide. So based on your suggestions, instead of having it backlit, we've just illuminated the lighting. Next slide. And again, it'll be affixed to the mortar joints and not the bricks themselves. Next slide. And here is the dimensions. It has a 10'6" clear from the window, from the door entry. Next slide. And then we'll be aligning with the top of the stone capital there and then the door entry itself. Next slide. And then this was the previous submission. It was just above the fire strobe and it only had an 8-foot clear and wasn't at the preferred recommendation clear from the BPDA.
Okay. All right. So then part of it is the approval of regarding the sign is the change in its position and also the change in the lighting. You're doing the letters are now illuminated versus the reverse of what you had last time.
Right. The commission had suggested that instead of having it completely backlit, the letters were just illuminated. Mm-hmm. So, and then we moved it higher to accommodate the BPDA's direction.
All right.
Yeah, David, that was actually included as a proviso of the approval.
Oh, proviso. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then also, I assume the part of the proviso was that you aim for the mortar joints with your bolts versus
yes.
the brick itself. So, all right. All right. So that's good. I like this moved up higher and lining it with the top of the opening there. I think that's good. So I think we need to, let's... and I very much want to hear what the rest of the commissioners feel on this too. So you did accommodate what we had suggested in terms of tamping this down. Instead of having the entire window covered, it's now just two horizontal rows across. And it's good to be able to see each one. It's definitely better because I think this changes dramatically the feel of it now because it does feel more like just that the window is still present and the window is still functioning. And then this just happens to be something up as part of the window, not something that was completely blocking it. I wanted to ask again, is this, are these banner or the signage, is it translucent insofar as like if in the evening when the lights are on inside, will you see light or are they opaque?
They're semi-transparent, so they'll be able to filter in some light from the daytime and then also at nighttime as well.
Yeah. And I'm glad that the last three windows on Necco Court are not used because they seem to, redundant or frivolous at that point because they're so deep down in that alley. So I'd be curious to hear which option I think the other commissioners feel they like better. And you said, did I hear you, Liz, that the BPDA preferred the one where the bottom sash is used as the banner carrier?
Yes, that's correct. They preferred option one.
Did they have any reason why?
They mentioned that it would have a nice connection to the pedestrian experience because it will be easy to see through those top two open windows instead of trying to look on the bottom window. So just the ease of the pedestrian trying to look in. And the bottom window graphic will have a better just relationship to the ground experience.
Okay, I wonder, did they not think about the parked cars? Would that be something that might block the view of that a little bit more? But because I don't particularly have a strong feeling one way or another on either one. But
can you show the first version again? Can you go back to the first one? Yeah, I like that better. I mean, to me, it doesn't interrupt the window in the way that the second one does.
Yeah.
And I agree that, although it's a little hard to know exactly how tall the character is there and what the height is, I'm assuming that that's better for people seeing inside than moving it up one.
Right. Being able to look inside from the, inside the office right. spaces, yeah.
I would second both of those points. It makes sense.
Me too.
All right, so then I think based on the comments that we heard last time from the public, I think we should focus on duration, length of time on this. I think that's something that we want to reopen that discussion. Just because I think 3 years is just a really long time. And I don't think we've ever had any applicant come before us for some kind of temporary signage like this with that length of, that duration of time. I'm just trying to see here, you feel that all in terms of the Melcher Street side, bays 1 through 6, and then what we're not seeing is then the doorway, which is prior to bay 1. Is there anything planned for a graphic on the doorway or the glass of the door on the entry?
No, there is not.
There's not. And you feel good about the fact that there's already one window that's blacked out on the first bay, such that it might make more sense to have bays 2 through 6 be with the banner only, or is that?
I think we want to have that kind of first entry experience with the window graphic covered on bay 1, just so it can connect to the entire space and entry experience.
Right. All right, and just, I'm gonna ask the question too. Was there ever any other kind of marketing gesture that you thought about versus having these on the windows? I mean, was this the only way that you feel you're going to get your message out there?
I believe that we're marketing the our development and through the sales center through a variety of different mediums. And I think that for our leasing center in particular, because it's, on a sunken, it's in a building, a brick building that you can't exactly see from everywhere. This, putting on the graphics on these windows is, especially on this corner, is a kind of beacon to be able to welcome in interested parties.
Okay. just out of curiosity, I'm assuming these windows, I don't know if they operate or not, but you probably don't open them, because once you open them, everything's going to start getting out of alignment. But I'm assuming that never happens because it's on the sidewalk like that. It's on the street.
Yeah, no, they're not operable.
They're not operable at all. Okay, so all right. So I think what I'd like to hear some thoughts on the duration of this. Now, why did you say, why are you picking 3 years? This is, first of all, this as background, this is for the 100 acres master plan and the buildings that are going to be built new as a result of this development, correct? So it's
yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
No, so it encompasses office space as well as residential spaces that are going to be part of this?
Yeah, this is Olivia Sherry, also from Related Beale. Thanks again for taking the time tonight. So this is for one larger parcel within the 100 acres master plan. It's parcel two. It's right down, if you keep walking down A Street, it's right on the right. We'll be next to where the former GE building was, now sold. And it's a 6.5 acre parcel that will have three buildings. So it'll have a residential building and two commercial buildings. And we're also delivering a large component of the future Fort Point Park, which will, in the master plan, eventually connect up to the convention center. But our portion, our whole project will have over 55% open space. And of that included is this large brand new park that we're designing with the city and alongside with their landscape architect, Sasaki. So we're excited about this development. And we think, you know, having this center here to be able to walk, patrons through and show our building models and neighborhood models and have renderings about what the experience will be like. We like that it's, in the neighborhood, in the Fort Point neighborhood, and pays homage to that, and excited to have the opportunity to be in this building next door while we look to, start getting permitting and entitlements and building the building sometime next year.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, I mean, I'll just preface what my thoughts on this is that I'm not against signage in this district. This is very aggressive. But at the same time, I recognize the need for certain marketing tools to keep the district lively and for its longevity. I am happy with the reduction by literally 50% reduction in the amount of coverage on the windows. But one of the things I do feel strongly about, and it has to do a lot with precedence, is the duration of time that you've requested. So I would like to propose that you have to come back before us yearly with a review of this so that the people, the neighborhood, and the commission has a chance to weigh in and give their feeling or their opinions about how they feel this has worked out. And I think I would like to have a proposal that it be no more than 3 years, and that you come back to us at each anniversary for a review to see where things are at, or in other words, you reapply, I guess is what I'm getting at, each year, so that we have the opportunity and the neighborhood has the opportunity to review this.
Okay, so yeah,
can I just clarify, so that would mean that we are approving it for a year with the understanding that they will probably come back twice more.
Yeah.
But at the end of the third year, there will be no extension.
That I would like to have as an
answer. I just wanted to make sure that I understood what you were saying.
Yeah, I mean, because I think to go beyond 3 years is it becomes almost a permanent part of the architecture, and I think I don't think we've ever had this kind of a graphic I'll say intrusion, but it's not meant to be that negative sounding, but this much of a graphic intrusion into the architecture of the building. But at the same time, this development is important, and I think it's going to be a big boost to the district once it is implemented. So, so with that said, what is your start date on this? You're going to install it right away, or what?
We would like to. So as soon as we hopefully move forward with approval, we'll just have to get it produced and then installed, but.
Okay. So before we go further with it, I'd like to open it up to public comment and see if there's anybody here that does, particularly from the neighborhood, that has any thoughts on this revision from last time. Oh, okay. So members of the public will now have an opportunity to ask questions and provide public comment on the application and discussions. To do so, please raise your hand via the Zoom meeting platform. If you are calling in and cannot use the platform, you can press *9 to raise your hand, or you can send your questions to staff via email at fort.ldc@boston.gov.
Sarah, I know Sarah. They're waiting.
Is she in? Is Sarah there?
I know. Yes. Sarah, please make your comment, Sarah.
Thank you. For the record, Sarah McCammon, Fort Point resident. And as a neighborhood, we are very excited about the development that Related Beal is doing. However, I'd like to point out a couple of things about what they're proposing for this location. I'm very concerned about how intrusive this is and about the precedents. Effectively, my feeling is, and I've spoken to a few other neighbors about this, that the building, and especially those windows, are being used as advertising. And I don't know of any instance where we allow that in the district. Yes, there are vinyls on windows to advertise the lease of those spaces. And once those spaces are leased, then the operator comes in, the tenant comes in, they take the vinyl, comes down, and they do whatever they're doing in that space. So this seems very unusual to us. And in fact, when someone did this on Congress Street, the commission had them remove all the advertising from the windows and unblacken those a couple windows that had been blackened. So I just can't reconcile why we would be allowing this on A Street, because to me it seems just as though all the windows are becoming a billboard. And as you all know, billboards aren't allowed in the district. So I am just extremely concerned about this and the precedents that it would set, and the fact that the banners have nothing to do with the building on which they reside. And also one other thing, I did do the math. And if each bay is 9.5 feet, and that means 57 feet. Now I'm just talking the width of advertising on A Street, an additional 9.5 feet on NECO. So this is quite quite an extensive impact that's really intrusive on A Street. On NECO, maybe not so much.
Mm-hmm. This other parcel that you talked about that the commission had requested that they remove them, was that, did they put those up without an application or without permission or what? Or did, I don't think we would have approved it initially and then asked them to take it down, correct?
No, they did not get your approval.
So it was a violation initially, yeah. Let me ask the applicant, what is your connection to the building that you want to put the graphics in? You are leasing the space? Is that what you're doing that is going to be used as this?
Yeah, that's right. Temporarily leasing, yep.
And that your company is not located here in the district, or where are you?
So Related Beal is a development firm, located, we're on Milk Street in downtown, but have several projects that are throughout the city, as well as in the Fort Point and Seaport, kind of in your backyard, but.
Well, that's why I would like to, I had asked the question initially, because I am curious about what other options did you perhaps have as far as getting people to understand that? I'm guessing the whole goal of this is to get people to understand that this is where they should go if they want to find out information about this parcel in the 100 acres plan.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. And, you know, I think we Well, obviously, we made a, you know, with the purchase of the land, we made a big investment in this immediate neighborhood. We're very excited. You know, we've been working with Sarah and have other neighborhood stakeholders for now over 18 months, along with the city and state agencies. It's subject to Title Lands Chapter 91. So we're very excited about this development. And we want to be able to, you know, attract people walking down the street and kind of, you know, right now it sort of ends. It was where Blue Dragon was. That's no longer open. And so kind of when you're walking down, it starts to feel as though, you know, there's nothing that's connecting really to the rest of the neighborhood yet, and we feel as though the signage might draw someone and bring some, you know, more reason to walk down the street and welcome more people into the neighborhood.
I mean, I guess I have to say, if any of the other commissioners have thoughts, I you know, welcome your comments. I just feel that I'd rather see this on the inside and on the windows than I would having banners mounted to the building somehow. And I think that this is a far less intrusion on the architecture, which is really what our charge is, protecting the integrity of the architecture of these buildings. so that's why I think, you know, I mean, I threw out that initial thought about your time frame here, when these should stay. But I mean, I think we can even make that more stringent if we feel, maybe just approve it for a year, period. That way it'll give the neighborhood a chance to review it after the first year to see if people feel that it's somehow offensive and detracting, then we won't reapprove it. And I think maybe that is something that we could consider as well.
David, I thought that's already what we had kind of.
Well, we said for 3 years, though, we were kind of allowing it for reapply every year.
You still have to.
Maximum of 3 years. Maybe, well, I guess it would sort of be the same, but I guess maybe what I'm saying is that we just approve it for 1 year period.
Right.
And then, yes, if they want it, they have to come back before us. Then we would, if we wanted it, we'd maybe approve it another year, but maybe not even go with the 3 year thing. I guess it's splitting of a hair. Yes.
I'm okay with this. I'm not sure how else you could tangibly enlist interest in a building without using the building, you know, as a vehicle for your.
Well, I think the point is, though, it's not that building.
Yeah.
They're not trying to interest people in that building.
I mean, it's around the corner.
But that building doesn't exist right now. That's the other point. So, I don't have a. I think it's being tastefully presented, and I understand the requirement for it. And I think that setting it up on the terms that David had originally outlined gives both the commission and the in the community an opportunity to make changes after a year's period.
Yeah, I think it, you know, the colors I think are, I don't think they're offensive. It does have, certainly your eye will go to it because this building is pretty monochromatic, if you will. There's nothing, that will kind of grab your eye. And so it does convey a certain artistic expression just based on the kind of graphics that are depicted as well.
But if I understand Sarah's point, it's not really about what the graphics are. It's about the fact that it's advertising in the first place and that
regardless
of what it looks like, that this is not something we would traditionally approve.
Well, I think so then that's another thought I'd like to talk about further, that what do we see here as a precedent that might be that we might be opening up here, that other buildings will want to use their windows for advertising, I guess, even if the advertisement of what they're trying to talk or present is within that building. I think that is something that we do have to think about.
I feel like not every decision we make establishes a precedent.
Yeah.
You know, there is a unique set of circumstances around each application, and We take each one as it comes, but I don't think we consider this setting a precedent.
Yeah, yeah. No, I think you're right. And I think it just, it might make it more difficult for us to refuse somebody, but you know, you're right. We can make a decision based for any application individually.
And I think most important is what is the visual effect that it has on the impact, you know, mm-hmm. on the building. Not so much what the message is, but.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think one of the things that I wanted to see accomplished by cutting these down in half is that I always feel that what gives a building life is to the ability to see inside, to see life going on inside. That's a signal that I think, you know, we don't want to block. And by covering just the one half of the window and allowing the upper half to be visually penetrated, so that you can see what's things going on in there, I think is a good thing. All right.
One thing I might suggest is that we maybe set this up so that we were approving it for a year period.
Yeah, that's
the understanding that 11 months from now, we're going to be starting from square one for a possible approval for another year and not just kind of a rote thing.
Right. I think that's a good way to do it. We'll just make, if we go through and approve it, that it's simply an approval for 1 year period. And any change beyond that, they've got to come back before us and make another case as to why they should continue it. Because one of the things I would like to see is how successful will this be? I mean, how do they really need all 3 years of this marketing effort? I guess it's going to take every bit of that time because that building's not even built yet. So it will take every bit of 3 years, I guess, before that gets built. Is that why you wanted it for 3 years, roughly? The applicant, are they?
That's a term of our Liz. That's a term of our lease. I think your recommendation, all of your collective recommendation of the 1 year and then reapplication is definitely amenable, and we appreciate that. So.
Yeah, and will you plan? Is it your plan to sort of stay active in that space? Say your lease is 3 years, but if the that parcel is still not completely, you know, leased out or so, you might want to consider then renewing your lease, or is this basically just a 3-year commitment and that's it?
We do anticipate probably it being a 3-year commitment. That's kind of how we intentionally set up the lease term.
Yeah.
So that's our anticipation.
Yeah. Yeah. So
I think Sarah might have another comment. So,
all right, Sarah, are you there?
Yes. Okay. I guess the other thing that we talked when I was speaking to a few neighbors about this, and I just throw it out for consideration, is there any way, if you go with this 1 year trial, that what is being proposed can be toned down in some way? It's really quite surprising.
I think that's the whole point of doing it for 1 year, because it gives us the opportunity to completely revisit it. And if it's felt that this is just way too much of a gesture, too strong of a gesture, then when they come back before us, we can tone it down and say, no, we only really want to have just, you know, bays 4 through 6 used and reopen 1, 2, and 3. So, or have every other bay open, you know?
Well, honestly, it would not take a year to figure that out, though. I mean, I think...
Well... No, it wouldn't, but I think it does. We need a certain amount of time for people to sort of really just have, you know, digest it and start and to react to it. Why, you're thinking maybe even a shorter time period, like 6 months?
But remember that we're still in a pandemic. I mean, the traffic there is going to be greatly reduced.
Reduced.
I think for another 6 months anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think you're going to have a true test of it until we're...
A year.
Back to semi-normalcy.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry, Lindsay. So you're suggesting is that a year is not so bad, or
no? I think a year is reasonable, given that for at least the first 6 months, assume they get them up there in January.
Yeah,
there's not going to be much traffic in the neighborhood anywhere.
Yeah. So.
And that's the audience for this. So.
Mm-hmm. All right. Are there any other public comments out there, or? Any emails come in, Joe or Mary?
No, I don't see any. No one else is raising their hand and no emails have come in. Mary, have you seen anything?
I have not, no.
All right. And I'll just ask Sarah one more thing. When you talk to these neighbors, how adamant were they about this? I mean, was it a number of people or was it at a meeting that you talked about this?
No, David, thank you for that question. It was just a couple of neighbors who I bounced it off from different parts of the neighborhood, just because we're not, you know, meeting right now until the new year.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Well, I think depending on how we go with it, if we decide that we want to approve it, I think we strongly suggest, even in our language, that it not be considered a precedent, and that this is just an experimental provision to see its reaction, and then it's only good for a year, and then we get the chance to revisit it, to either extend it or to revise it and extend it. So I think that is that's a fair compromise here. So if the commissioners don't have any other comments, if you would, somebody want to make a motion on this, or a motion to accept it or to reject it, either way.
I'll make a motion to accept it as submitted, with the caveats that it approval be only extended for 1 year.
Yeah.
And that there be some language in the approval that makes it clear that this is a one time only and not a precedent setting.
Yeah. So essentially we're saying we're approving it for 1 year period, and any other desire for a longer term, they have to come back and represent. I think that's.
And just to clarify, the that we're approving is the option one lower.
The lower sash.
Right.
Of the window. Correct. And that, yes. So, all right. Second.
Second it.
All right. Commissioner Gurganian.
Yes.
Rody's not here. Smilage.
Yes.
And Karoff.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
So we hope this is gonna be okay, and we'll be watching it.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right.
Have a good night. Take care.
Nice evening. Bye now.
Thanks. Good night. Let me get my agenda. Do we have any other things here, Mary, that we want to?
No, just the ratification of
minutes. Okay. So do we have a motion for ratification of the November 12, 2020 meeting minutes?
So moved.
Okay. Second?
Second.
All right, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? None. Okay. Any updates or anything?
No, nothing new here.
Nothing.
How you doing, Mary?
Oh, great. The commission's like totally overwhelmed with applications and constituent emails and phone calls, but we're all still moving along. So,
well, I have to say that public hearing on Monday, there were a lot of advocates for the staff of the commission.
That's really good to hear. Yeah,
really a lot.
That's great. I haven't had a chance to watch it yet. It's on my to-do list, but that's great to know it went well.
Mary, do you get the newsletters from the Boston Preservation Alliance, the EE newsletters?
I actually don't think I do.
I could forward it, because if you want an abbreviated version, because it's a long hearing, but the BPA, they share just Greg's, Greg Gaylor's mm-hmm. Very pointed
yeah, it communication was.
About how, you know, woefully understaffed and under-resourced Landmarks is. So, and then if you watch that and then understand that there were lots of support for it among
you know, participants. Including in from you, Lynn.
Yeah.
Thanks, Lynn. So that's great to know. I'm looking forward to watching it.
All right.
I just want to say Mary's doing a great job. So Mary, thank you. Thank you.
Oh yeah. No,
for keeping definitely. Everything going.
Thank you.
That's very getting nice. A big raise, right?
All right. So if that's it, we can entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
And so all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None. Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
That's it.
Thank
Till you. Next year.
Happy holidays.
Maybe we'll
Happy
all be holidays, maybe all. We'll all be vaccinated by that next hearing.
You have to move into a nursing home to get vaccinated. Oh, okay.
Well, that's probably not far off, but yeah.
Thank right. you all for Thank your interest and support of Fort Point.
All right. Bye-bye. Happy holidays. Happy New Year.
You Thank too. You. Thank
Bye.
You.
Bye. Bye.